This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Comedian Amy Schumer and New York Senator Chuck Schumer, a distant cousin, have teamed up to build support for his gun control notification bill in the wake of two women killed watching Schumer's movie Trainwreck in Lafayette, Louisiana. 857 porn sites were blocked in India based on an activist request for the order from the government, and despite a decision by the Supreme Court declining a request to block such access based on Indian privacy rights. Researchers have found that office temperatures are set to the metabolic rates of men, not women, leading women to be much colder. An ovarian cancer treatment that may add 16 months of life to women facing this disease is being underused, experts expect, because it relies on generic drugs making oncologists less money. MST, the Landless Farmers Movement of Brazil, occupied the finance ministry to protest cuts in funding for land distribution from $1 billion annually to $500 million. Moxie Marlin Spike, an independent computer coder, has created an encryption program already bought by WhatsApp that has spooked the FBI because people and the police can't crack it and other hackers can't find a problem with it. Edward Snowden even recommends using this program. Companies shelled out $709 million and 6 million staff hours last year to comply with rules to disclose conflict minerals in their supply chains, according to research done by Tulane University and Ascent Compliance, a New York consulting firm. Conflict minerals include tin, tantalum, tungsten, and gold originating from the Congo. Top touring acts in the first half of 2015 were the Rolling Stones, Garth Brooks, Fleetwood Mac, Kenny Chesney, U2, Maroon 5, Neil Diamond, Taylor Swift, Elton John, and Bette Midler, in that order. By a two-thirds vote, Delta Airline pilots turned down a contract that would have given them a raise of $3,500 by January, but made their profit sharing more tentative than the last contract. There's no minimum wage in Ethiopia. Garment workers are starting at $21 per day. Many companies are moving to source in Africa now. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.